102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. We all went to breakfast yesterday at the diner, and Ted regaled us with one of his stories.
Yeah, we learned that Ted takes road trips with antennas and and goes on mountaintops and plugs antennas in and tries to listen to radio stations. I had no idea that this went on.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually. I mean, if you're into this kind of a thing, it's kind of like a hobby. I mean, the closest thing I could compare it to, I guess, would be like stargazing. Like guys get together and they go like up onto mountaintops. Like my dad was into this, and they, you know, set up these big telescopes and they look at the stars, you know.
So you and another man,
right,
travel to mountaintops,
right?
Like this year, they're going to what, Minnesota? You guys are planning to go
deep, Minnesota, somewhere, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
So you and another man are going to plug in with the similar interests. You're going to travel by automobile.
Right.
Okay. With the antennas in the trunk.
Right, because you'd never be able to get them on the plane.
Right, and you'll set up masts. You'll get to the mountaintops.
Right.
Set up a tent. Set up masts.
Yep.
And listen to radio.
Correct.
What?
What was that story you were telling? What was the part of the story yesterday with the megahertz? It cancel out or something?
Well, you can set up equipment. I'm going to try and keep this as basic as possible.
Yeah, for the lay people, please.
Yeah, right. You can set up equipment. What you do is we actually just sit and we'll scan the FM dial. You know, when you flip around radio stations, you know, some stations come in, you know, really well in certain areas, and other stations are just like static, and stations fade in from other places. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we try and sit on those open frequencies and see what comes in. And when you're out in the middle of nowhere where there's not big radio stations around like the big cities, you can pull in a lot more.
What's an open frequency?
So, for example, like here in New York, on Long Island, like if you put on right now on your radio 95.1 FM.
Right.
Just sit in your car right now, wherever you are, you put 95.1 FM on.
You get I-95 out of Connecticut.
You'll get I-95 out of Connecticut. You can get WAYV from Atlantic City or WZZO from Allentown. Those would be the three that could blow in at any moment now, just here.
They could blow in, JP.
Right, depending on which way the wind is, the atmospheric conditions. So when you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can do this on a lot more stations. So we set up, like, you can set up more than one antenna.
That's not nice, but let them talk.
Yeah, come on.
Go ahead.
So you can set up more than one of these antennas, and you can actually cancel out radio stations that come from one direction, and you can pull them in from another direction, and now we log them all down and see what we get.
You log them down?
Yeah, you know, you put it down in a book just to see what comes in that different location. What's cool now with the technology is, you know, like in the new cars, how you have the RDS where the song comes up and the radio station name.
Yeah.
Now we know quicker what stations we're listening to or what we're pulling in because you have the little RDS that comes up with the frequency and the
words on the radio thing, yeah.
And you have your trusty log.
Right, so we log it down.
And then what do you do with the information?
You just file it away.
Are you kidding?
Kind of like a hobby, you know.
Kind of like listening to shortwave or CB, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know, have you heard of this thing? What's it called? Well, the internet. And you could just go to the radio station websites.
Yeah, but that's not fun. It's not over the air. I mean, the internet, right. You've got to keep in mind, though, the internet streaming has only become big in the last 5, 10 years.
Right.
How many guys are behind that?
You're 32 years old.
Right. How
many times have you been taking these little road trips?
I've been doing this. Well, I've been, not the road trips myself, but I've been doing this stuff since I was like 7 or 8 years old.
With another man. It's like Brokeback Traffic.
Hey, you guys have other hobbies. I never collected baseball cards or Iron Maiden shirts or, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So this is...
You're not a big rollerblader.
Nah, right, you know?
You're a smoker.
Yeah, this is way cooler.
Hi, B.A.B., go ahead.
Hey, Ted, does B.A.B. get over to the Verrazano Bridge?
No.
Not really.
Oh, because 25 B.A.B. listeners just jumped off listening to that story.
Well, they could have been listening to us on the brand new WBAB app available for iPhones and Android devices all over the place. They probably took it and jumped off the bridge.
Right.
What was last year's road trip?
Sioux City, Iowa.
From the home office?
Yeah, that's right. The home office was there.
Sioux City, Iowa.
We were looking for top 10 lists.
So tell us what the greatest thing was that you guys have, the greatest discovery or piece of treasure you got on one of these listening tours.
One of the greatest was actually being up there in Iowa, and we had the antenna set up, and we had an atmospheric e-skip happen, and we actually were sitting on 102.3 FM, and we actually pulled in.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? An atmospheric e-skip.
Correct. And that's,
wow.
And we actually pulled in WBAB in Iowa.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, that can happen.
Was able to hit a finger man. That was great.
Heard him do his fingers too?
Yeah, heard him do his 4:15 break that afternoon and pulled in. We even heard Paul Verderosa doing traffic. And then it faded out. And then we picked up WMID out of Atlantic City, Cape May.
All for an atmospheric e-skip.
That's right.
And to listen to us and Atlantic City, they drove to Sioux City. Yep, put that all in your brain and let something come out that computes. It doesn't.
Right.
Hey, BAB, what do you got?
Wow, that sounds exciting. Do I need to do that through a travel agency?
No, hold on. I'm sure Ted's got room in the family truckster. Let's get him back in here.
You and I both know there's no travel agency that could make a living off of booking these kind of trips.
Ted, is there room in the nerdmobile for...
This guy wants to go.
Oh, yeah?
Who's he going, Neil or Bob?
No, he goes with Neil and Bob.
They karaoke too a lot.
Yeah. Car karaoke?
They sing into each other's microphones.
Yeah, well, we've got enough music to listen to, you know, with the radio stations in between the static. So, yeah, we could sing along. I mean, I don't bring the karaoke machine. Not enough room between the antennas and all the other equipment we have.
The extra transmitters.
Yeah, we have 3 Denon tuners, 4 Yamaha tuners.
Tommy Carton.
And what do? You bring a generator to power this stuff? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, you just plug it all in. Yep.
And what kind of antenna? The what? PX90?
It's a Channel Master Probe 9 antenna.
Does Charles Wong know you?
We have lots of different frequencies that we can listen to. In China, they don't regulate any of this stuff. It's much more exciting here in America to do DXing. On Coliseum Roof, you can pull in lots of great radio stations.
Rotsa, Rock. They break your balls, Ted.
Unbelievable, right?
Hey, thanks for the call.
See you later, guys.
So there's a fan.
I guess he doesn't really want to come. Or
no, not really. Not really. I think the car is full. All right, Ted. So that's a summer. That's a unique answer to what I'm going to do on my summer vacation.
It'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
Uh-huh.
You are really dumb.